I shall repeat, since you are a rusty lot. Darrow's win will not mean you win. No one will offer you an apprenticeship because they see him being the key to your success. You merely follow, like General Ney or Ajax Minor. And who remembers them? This Reaper does not even have his own standard. He is using you. That is all. He is embarrassing you and ruining your chances for careers beyond this first year. You're quite annoying, all due respect, Proctor, Nyla says without her usual kindness. And you're still a slave, Apollo points to her mark, fit for all sorts of abuse. Only till I earn the right to wear one of those, Nyla gestures to Mustang's wolf cloak. Your loyalty is touching, but... Pax interrupts.
Would you let me whip you, bloody Apollo? Darrow did. Let me whip you and I'll obey like a pink. Promise on the graves of my ancestors, those of Telemannus and the—
You're nothing more than a bureaucratic pixie, Milia hisses. Do us a favor and piss off.
My lieutenants are loyal, though I shudder to think what Tactus or Sevra would have said had they been around the fire with us. I lean forward to stare down Apollo. Still, I must provoke him. Do a solid, eh? Take your advice, shove it up your ass, and piss off. Someone laughs in the air above us, a woman's laugh. Other proctors watch from inside the jam field. I see silhouettes in the smoke.
How many watch? Jupiter?
Venus, maybe, by the laugh. That would be perfect. The fire flickers above Apollo's face. He is angry.
Here is the logic I know. The winter could get colder, children. When it gets cold outside, things die. Like wolves. Like bears. Like mustangs.
I have a reply, and it is perfectly long-winded.
I wonder, Apollo. What happens if the drafters find out that you are arranging to have the Arch-Governor's son win? If you were, say, rigging the game, like a bizarre crime lord.
Apollo freezes. I continue.
When you tried killing me in the woods with that stupid bear, you failed. Now you come here like the desperate fool you are, to threaten my friends when they do not slaver at the idea of betraying me. Will you kill us all? I know you can edit what you like from the footage the drafters see, but however will you explain to all our drafters how we all died?
My lieutenants feign their shock. I go on.
Say an imperator of a fleet, say a legate, say any of the drafters of any of the other houses found out that the Arch-Governor was paying the proctors to cheat, to eliminate the competition so that his son would win and their children would lose. Do you think there would be consequences for the proctors being bribed? For the Arch-Governor? Do you think they might care that their children are dying in a rigged game? Or that you're getting paid to ruin the meritocratic system? The best shall rise. Or is it the best connected?
Apollo's jaw tightens. He looks up to the other proctors. They wisely stay invisible. He must have drawn the short straw to come down here to be the face of their cheating. My lieutenants stay silent as he speaks.
If they did find out, children, then there would be consequences for everyone,
Apollo threatens.
So feel free to guard your tongues while you have them.
Or what? Mustang asks violently. What do you think you're going to do?
You, of all people, should know, he says.
I don't understand his point, but this charade has run its course. I've counted the seconds since Severo left. The Proctors have not. I turn to Mustang.
How fast can Severo run 2 kilometers?
A minute and a half in this gravity, I do believe, though he's a little liar, so likely faster.
And how far is Apollo's castle?
Oh, I'd say 3 kilometers, maybe a little more.
Apollo jumps to his feet, looking around for Severo.
Splendid, I say. Say, Mustang, do you know what I like most about jam fields?
That no sound can get out?
No. That no sound can get in.
Apollo disengages the jam field, and we hear the howls. They come from the distance, 2 miles away. From ramparts. From Apollo's castle.
Medbots wail toward the cries, streaking across the distant sky.
Venus! Why are you not watching them? You stupid!
Apollo snarls at the empty air.
The little one took off his ring, an invisible woman cries. They all took off their rings. I can't see anything without their rings on, and not in a jam field.
But they're all back on by now, I say. So pull up your data pad and tell me what you see.
You little...
Apollo's hands clench. I flinch back. Mustang steps between us, as does Pax.
Uh-oh!
Pax booms, thumping his huge axe against his chest. The armor beneath his wolf cloak thumps rhythmically.
Uh-oh!
Snow flies as Apollo soars out of the woods, the other proctors on his heels. They will be too late. Edit all they like. Interfere all they like. The battle for House Apollo has begun, and Severo and Tactus have claimed the ramparts. My lieutenants and I arrive at the battle in time to see Tactus climbing the highest tower, a knife in his teeth. There, standing on the edge of the 100-meter parapet, like some careless Greek champion, he pulls down his pants and pisses on the banner of House Apollo. He's crawled through shit to earn that banner. The slaves we captured throughout the week told us of the castle's weaknesses, large latrine holes. And so Tactus, Severo, and the Howlers exploited them in dreadfully efficient time. House Apollo's soldiers woke to demons covered in dung. Oh, how terribly my conquering soldiers smell as they open the gates for me.